the ability to cross the border quickly and conveniently is a big, big benefit to the airports in Western New York.
Business leaders told federal lawmakers they must work to improve traffic delays between the borders. Sam Hoyt, who chairs the Buffalo Public Bridge Authority, also urged Senator Gillibrand to push for a commercial-free inspection process at the Peace Bridge to prevent heavy traffic tie-ups. He says it would help the flow of commerce and ease some environmental concerns on the city's west side.
Tailpipe emissions from commercial vehicles are an issue that are of concern to the neighbors. If, in fact, we get that free clearance, we would dramatically reduce the air pollution that concerns the neighbors in the west side of Buffalo.
The pilot program at the Peace Bridge would allow trucks to undergo inspections on the Fort Erie side of the bridge before entering the U.S. Meanwhile, stakeholders also urge federal lawmakers to work to remove trade barriers and improve tourism. Gillibrand says they must figure out how to take advantage of the Canadian border.
To understand the economic potential we have because of our proximity to Canada and the amount of exports that we generate is significant. We want to double that number. We want to make sure when our visitors come, they're not just going to our shopping malls.
The executive vice president at Niagara University noted that Niagara Falls, New York, needs to enhance its tourism by creating a cultural attraction that would lure the thousands of foreign visitors who flock to the Canadian side of the falls. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.